and WARAC. Yes, they sure have. Well, now that we ventured with bagel thing, they're almost, well, not almost, they are in the price of throwaway. So, yeah, pretty darn cheap here. I don't know, I might see about picking up a Motorola sometime or another. But maybe check out some of the different features and costs. I'm assuming that they're going to go up dramatically, dependent on the features and such for each particular radio and model of it. But yeah, I'll see about one. I was actually kind of liking to get one for P25 use for just for reception for our MSPCS trunk system. But I don't know if you've heard the news. I'm also a scanner radio listener, so I like doing that part of it. So I don't know if you heard, but I guess the all the police departments throughout Michigan who are on the trunk system are now going to be going encrypted. So I'm like, shoot, crap, wasn't expecting that. But it is what it is, I guess. I ended up picking up this DM32 for Baofeng. Primarily, because I'm a scanner radio listener, so I was going to program in some business band frequencies to see if I can determine, you know, who, what, where, you know, what the user of each of these other systems on the business band is. But I'm getting sidetracked because I'm still a ham, so I'm still trying to mess around with that. I'm going to go back and use this code plug that somebody else created as a guide and see if I can get mine working properly here. I've been making bits and pieces for steps that I've been correcting here and thinking I'm getting it, but every time I get one question answered, it seems like I've got three more that pop up in its place. back to you there, Brad, W-A-R-A-T.